Jordan's King Abdullah meets with President Bush today as Washington reevaluates its policy toward the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The Bush administration's attitude toward Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat has hardened significantly since the discovery of an arms shipment apparently headed for Palestinian territory. Israel blames Arafat and says the U.S. should also sever contact with the Palestinian leader. Jordan and other key Arab states urge Washington not to follow that advice. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
U.S. officials do not try to hide their anger over the arms shipment, which they say has been linked to a high-level Palestinian official. In an interview this week on NBC, Vice President Dick Cheney said he believes that the shipment, reportedly from Iran, could not have taken place without the knowledge of Yasser Arafat. If the Palestinian Authority were involved, which it denies, it would be a violation of the Oslo Accords. Phil Wilcox is former U.S. Consul General in Jerusalem and now president of the Foundation for Middle East Peace. He says there have been plenty of violations of the Oslo Accords by both sides, and the U.S., he says, should not use that as a reason to join Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon in marginalizing Yasser Arafat.
The Israeli military invasion of portions of the Palestinian Authority held areas are violations of the Oslo Accords. The continued aggressive program of settlement building, which is designed to preclude a Palestinian state, is a violation. And I think it's wrong for the United States to point exclusively to Palestinian violations.
Since the arms shipment was discovered, the tone of U.S. statements on the Mideast conflict has changed. At daily State Department and White House briefings, U.S. officials routinely denounce Arafat for failing to do more to stop attacks on Israelis. U.S. criticism of Israeli violence against Palestinians has all but ceased. Washington now says that Israel has a right to defend itself. Gideon Rose, managing editor of Foreign Affairs magazine, handled Mideast affairs at the National Security Council under President Clinton. He says the Bush administration is at wit's end.
They have noticeably soured on Arafat and his potential for stopping Palestinian violence. And although they are not eager fans, by and large, of what the Sharon administration is doing, they find little choice but to not criticize Israel too harshly because there doesn't seem to be any partner on the other side.
Edward Abington, who represents the Palestinian Authority in Washington, currently is in Ramallah, meeting with Arafat and other Palestinian leaders. He says the U.S. has adopted a policy of coercion against Arafat, and it's sending the wrong message at a time when the U.S. is trying to convince the Muslim world that it has no bias in the Mideast.
The perception here, and quite frankly, I believe the perception in Israel, is that the United States and President Bush have sided entirely with Sharon and his government in terms of Arafat. And I think that the Palestinians and the Arabs in general perceive that the United States has really abandoned the Palestinians and has a very unbalanced policy in dealing with the conflict.
Moderate Arab states fear the U.S. will sever all contact with Yasser Arafat. Edward Jerajian is director of the James Baker Institute for Public Policy at Rice University. He says the Bush administration realizes that Arafat is the leader of the Palestinian people and has no intention of trying to change that.
What it is signaling Arafat in the context not only of the Arab-Israeli situation, but also in the campaign against global terrorism, that decisive actions have to be taken against groups that will kill non-combatants, i.e. innocent civilians.
Secretary of State Colin Powell said yesterday that the Bush administration still adheres to the vision he outlined in a speech in November. Two states, Israel and Palestine, based on the principle of land for peace. But State Department officials say the administration has been hamstrung by Arafat's lack of will or inability to stop terrorist attacks. As the administration weighs its options, they say Arafat's action or inaction will be the deciding factor. Edward Abington says he thinks Arafat has gotten the message and will do something concrete. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.